Mr. Ehrlich's been returning the president's call.
Good job.
Yes, sir. This health thing is, I know Cole's worked on it, but I think they're sneaking by me here some stuff that I don't believe in. I'm not for these health maintenance organizations. You remember I fought that goddamn thing out with Richardson before, remember?
Right.
Don't you remember?
I sure do.
We also want to encourage, he says, more health maintenance organizations and medical foundations with institutions to help doctors organize or serve more conveniently. My view is to strike that out.
Okay.
We also want to encourage more institutions or which can help. In other words, strike out what the hell they are. All right. We also want to encourage programs, we can say, programs which will help and help John, I remember you talked about it, and you weren't for the damn things either.
That's right. I'm sorry to say I haven't looked that over.
But don't bother. But you see, I know I remember we had that Coles in the office. I think he did it, and I haven't been able to reach him. The other thing I wanted to ask you about, they refer to ours, the choice between the National Health Insurance Program I have described and my opponent's plan for a medical system, which is paid for by the taxpayers and covered by the federal government. Now, goddammit. We're for compulsory national health insurance. I'm going to repudiate it.
Well, it isn't compulsory. What it is
I know, it's for
employee
I understand.
Contribution system, but if you strike the word national, you may be all right. What it is, of course, is private insurers.
All right, fine. Strike the word national. I get your point. The health insurance plan.
Say comprehensive health insurance plan.
All right.
You want an adjective.
The comprehensive. Okay, fine. Okay, John.
All right.
That's all I need.
Good enough.
I don't think the program's worth a damn, though. I'll let you know.
Well, let's take another look at it, then.
Oh, no.
I mean, you know, before we send anything back up.
No, I'm going to deliver it in the morning because...
No, I mean in the spring, when the time comes for legislation, we'll take it.
I just want you to know. I want you to know that on this one, I know the doctors aren't worth a damn. I mean, they're a selfish bunch of people. But I also know, John, that there are the worst socialists in the world are in this health care.
No question about it.
You agree?
Oh, absolutely.
They're horrible.
Well, you know, I got a bias a mile wide on this.
Well, I know, because... but that's apart from that bias.
Yeah.
My bias is... I mean, I'm exactly the same, because I have no... I think most doctors are frauds. But the point is, you know what I mean?
Sure.
And people are sick because they want to be. But apart from all that... That's even assuming assuming it is big business.
Yep.
And what we're doing here is getting the government and all these goddamn socialists in here sneaking this under the tent.
Well, we'll take a fresh look at the whole subject.
Yeah, I just don't know whether that's one of the reasons why I'm not so keen on making the speech. But
well,
all right.
You're not. I don't know that you're committed to it. I'm not sure it's even been announced. Do you want me
there's
to check
nothing,
and see?
There's another fine word. Our phone's clean. Yeah, I don't know. Well, I guess we're stuck with the damn thing, John. We've already sent it to the Congress, haven't we? That's what it is.
Oh, of course it expired by its terms. It's like, welfare reform. We're going to change that. We don't have to be for the same thing we were for 2 years ago.
Yeah. Look taken at that by somebody that's not for it.
Okay.
See?
Fair enough.
Okay.
That's me.